Oh, konnichiwa. Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, wonderful people. How goes? I am here to do procrastinating. It's recording. Hello, happy 5th anniversary. Oh, thank you. What are you going to tell us about the EP? Oh, I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Yeah, there are just so many pings. Yeah, I remember being mentioned. When was it? On the 17th? Yeah, but it was just a, oh, here's the link page, coming up. Yeah. Now I was just thinking, oh, cool. And it's going to line up with the anniversary. That's cool. So I was like, oh, I guess, like, it'll be released. And that was released. Yeah. Awesome. I'm human too. I'm human too. You weren't gonna tell us? I mean, to be honest, I didn't remember. Yeah, I was just recording for other things. Yeah. I'm human too. And then I like hibiscus too. Is it hibiscus or hibiscus? Because, like, in Japanese they call it a hibiscus, but in English it's hibiscus. Yeah, but I'm almost done with my homework. Yeah, I call it hibiscus. But in Japanese it's hibiscus. So which is it? I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna have like a celebration release thing, like a short talk tomorrow. Well, you're almost done, which is why you're here with us instead. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel really good. I feel like I'm in control of my life right now. But I know that I'm gonna lose it all the moment I go to Japan. Great. Yeah, because my medication won't be allowed in. It says you can, but there's like some sort of complicated forms that you need to fill out, and I don't want my medication to be taken away. So I'm just not gonna bother with it and just wing it. I lived all this life without it, so it'll be okay. So I'll enjoy it while it lasts. They need like advance permission or something. Yeah. But it's all good. We are chilling. It's that special? I guess, like, ADHD medications are kind of, there are some medications that, some countries don't have. Yeah. Say it's a supplement. Yeah, sure. Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah, I do get like Oh, well, it's been like a few days in a row where I've had a headache, but honestly, the fact that I can sit down and actually get things done in order, it's nice. Yeah. Joy is good. Can you not just apply for permission right now? I don't know. You gotta like fill it out and stuff. Yeah. It's complicated. And no, I just got my visa form thing that came in. What was it? Like yesterday? But then it's not open during the weekend, so I gotta just wait and then maybe try going sometime next week. But then they're not really open for too long, so I gotta go for the right time frame, really. Oh, what a pain! Oh, what a pain! But yeah, I just wish that they can give me all this stuff earlier. Much earlier, I don't know, maybe like a month before instead of on a crunch. Oh, well. Yeah. No, it's not like so crazy that, like I think I can make it, but even if I'm like locking in and do it next week, it's still not that enough time. So like, I don't know. I just wish they could give it to me a few weeks before in advance, like maybe a month before. Maybe that would be good. Yeah. Yeah. What? Well, I had pho today. It was pretty good. I was like hitting up people in the family group chat going, "Hey, who wants some pho?" And then there was no response for like 2 hours. So I thought, "Oh, nobody wants pho, I guess." And then I was just about to order it, and then Time Mom called, and then she said we should go and eat. Well, she didn't really say that. She said, "Oh, you should come home." And I said, "Oh, well, actually, no, I think I said why." And she said, "Why not?" And then I suggested, "Do you want to go have pho?" She said, "Sure." And then I went to go have pho with my parents. It was good. And then we had a smoothie. Yeah. And then the pho noodles were terrible because they were falling apart. Do you like putting coriander in your pho? I really don't mind. It's really just, yeah, it's really just whatever. What kind of smoothie did I get? I got like mixed berries. Yeah. Sounds like she missed you. Yeah, she did. She was like, "Let me see your face." I haven't seen you in a few days. So I said, "Okay. Yeah, let's go." And then I suggested to go have a drink, and she said, "Oh, I don't have time." And then I was like, "Oh, come on, this is gonna be for takeout." And she said, "Sure, why not?" And then I got them drinks. She gets a decaf oat latte, and while she was having it, she had to, well, my parents had to go somewhere because they had plans. I think they got kind of tired, maybe having food coma hit them or something. And so they were like, "Actually, let's go home." Hi, I'm kind of tired. Yeah. And then my parents were just going, "Yeah, okay, we'll go." And so they went and then dropped me off. Yeah. A food coma. Exactly. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah. And then I'm thinking about maybe doing my laundry. But then maybe I should do that after I finish recording so that, I try to make my environment as quiet as possible. Yeah, so I don't really have clocks around too, which is ironic. I know, ha ha ha. But there's no ticking sound, there's no anything. It's quite quiet in my house. Very zen. Sounds like a very pleasant day, except for the pho noodles being bad. Yeah, basically. And then I was lying down in the bathtub for like 3 hours. The water was getting cold, and then PM was just like sitting beside me by the bathtub. It was really cute. And so I was just browsing. And then the water got cold, so I drained it. And I was lying down, and then it got cold, so I turned on the bath again. Yeah. Did you get a pecan pie for the bath? No. Well, the other day, I actually was eating some protein chips, which were pretty good. I liked it. It was, awesome. And I'm maintaining my weight, which is good. Kazekuyo. No, it's very daijoubu. Yeah, without the lights on. And then PM decided to close the door and it was pitch black. And I said, you know what? Sure. Why not? And so I was just in the dark for 3 hours. It was great. I had some source of light for like, I don't know, 30 minutes. And then ever since he closed the door, I was just in pitch darkness and I don't care. What kind of protein chips did you eat? I had barbecue flavor. It was so good. And then I got a bunch of cookies. And they're so sweet. They're basically like crumble cookies. So fattening. Yeah, but it was so good. Yeah. These are the brands you usually buy, right? I don't, which one? Yeah, oh yeah, so they're like 1,000 calories each, probably. Yeah. But then I didn't really eat that much yesterday, so it works out. With zero sugar, right? Right? No. But it was really sweet. I had just half a cookie and it was still so sweet. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll save the other half for tomorrow. And then I thought about it. And I realized, why should I? And so I took it out and finished it. Yeah. Those cookies make me feel so sick after 2 bites. How do you do it? I have a sweet tooth. I have a sweet tooth. Yeah. Fresh cookies are better. Yeah, true, but it's whatever. It's all G. Because crony is sweet. Well, see, that's the thing. I heard that people who like sweet things are actually bitter people, and people who like bitter things are sweet people. But I like green tea. I'm like, there are other bitter things out there, but I really like green tea. I like it when it's like super concentrated. But also at the same time, a sweet tooth. What does that make me? What am I? Oh my goodness. I'm just so quirky. Do you believe horoscopes too? Not really. I think they're really cool. The whole, was it the sun and the moon, the rising moon or something like that? I don't really know. Yeah, but it's cool. I think it's cool. A bittersweet person. Oh, cool. Yeah. And then, well, the thing that I like to see is usually MBTI. I remember that used to be a really big thing back in the days, back when I was in school. Well, it's not as big as it is now, but back in the days when I was taking a class for. How should I say? Well, I was taking a class in psychology, and then we were just trying to figure out what kind of MBTI we were. And then back in the days, I got an ISTP, and then I mellowed out and got an INTP nowadays. Yeah, but it's cool whenever you get to see things that match up with you. You think. Oh, that's cool. And you always want to be kind of analyzed by someone. There is that internal want to be recognized, I'm sure. Like people say that they don't really want to be analyzed or something, but I think deep down they just want to know how they're being perceived by other people. Yeah. So, yeah, and then years later, fast forward to like I don't know how many years, but years and years later, now they're talking about MBTI. Yeah. So that's cool. I have the same MBTI for 20 years, and I heard it's not a healthy thing to not be changing. Doesn't that mean that you're just a really consistent person? How is that really a bad thing, though? Yeah. Why do Myers-Briggs when you can ask what Harry Potter character you are? Haha. Yeah, I did that years ago, too, and I was really bored, and I did the Warrior's Cat quiz, too. Yeah, I forgot what kind of clan I got in. I got Star Clan. No, I got Sky Clan. No, I think I really wanted to be edgy back then, and so I wanted to get Shadow Clan. But I think I got something. I think I might have got something really basic, Thunder Clan. Yeah, I heard it's more healthy to keep getting different ones. I personally disagree, because. That just means that you're really easily influenced by your environment. Obviously, that's not really, not always the case, but that's me personally, that's how I think. If you guys think differently, that's completely valid too, but me personally, I always say this when I say me personally, I'm not speaking on anyone's behalf. I'm talking about me, okay? But me personally, yeah. I've heard consistency is better. Yeah, I think consistency is good. Did you see the Warrior Cats game? Yeah, well, did you see the Warrior Cats movie that's in development? Wait, was it the movie? No, it was a game. No, it was a game. Never mind. Haha, false alarm. Yeah. So you're hard-headed and never change. I see. That's not true. I was an ISTP, and now I'm an INTP. Not that I believe it. Like, I just think it's really fun. It's like one of those things, it's like one of those things where you play, it's not a really good analogy, but something you do when you're bored in your spare time. But it's not something that I would live by where, oh, INTPs can't get along with this person. Tell me if INTPs are compatible with this type of person or something. And I'm not gonna stick by that. I'm just gonna think, I think you're wrong. Or, I see, that's cool. Yeah, like a BuzzFeed quiz. Basically. Yeah, it's like blood types. There was an anime short I told you about this one called Ketsuo Hiataku, and that's like a 5 minute, if not shorter, episodes where they talk about people's blood types, and blood type A are really sensitive, and B are extroverts, AB are just really strange, and then O are just normal, like semi outgoing people, like more on the I think also extroverts or something. I think I've watched it before. I think, you're AB. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Aren't B types always portrayed as bullies? Not really. I've always seen them as like the energetic types. Yeah. I'm an O type. Yeah. But growing up, people always said, "Oh, you look like blood type A because you're so timid." Oh, what's A type? Extremely introverted. You're a B minus. Hiro ni wa A da to omotte ta. Oh, yeah, but I'm O. People talked about your blood type growing up? Yeah! And then horoscopes. And then they moved on to MBTIs nowadays. Because I guess people think it's a little more accurate. Yeah, and back when I was learning about it, I thought, why isn't this catching on more? I'm pretty sure people would love to be identified with these types of things because people love being identified. Yeah. I'm shy, but I like showing off. Do you know what that is? Yeah, you. Describing yourself. And if you don't know what your blood type is, you can find out by donating blood. Or if both your parents have the same blood type, you'll know. I've donated blood a few times. It's easy to do. Yeah. I've done it several times too. It was nice. You get like a free juice box and a bag of snacks. And then it's going to help with your blood circulation too. Yeah, might help with like, any potential clogged or the blood vessels that might clog or something might help with that too. Then they'll hound me for my blood like they did to you. Yeah, they called me a few weeks ago. Or was it a week ago? They called me a week ago and I was kind of scared because I was like, oh my God, I'm still in the records. This is the first time they've called me in years. That's so scary. Yeah. You guys get stuff, I just donate and they just thank me and send me home. Yeah, but in other places, I heard that you can get a free movie ticket. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, why can't I get that kind of benefit? I want a free movie ticket. But no, all I get is a juice box and a bag of snacks. But, well, there are some people who don't get anything, so maybe I should be grateful. Yeah. Oh, it's for plasma. I've never donated plasma. I'm pretty sure I'm still in the stem cell records. They haven't reached out to me yet, so no match. Whew. Imagine a free ticket for the new Spider-Man movie. That would be crazy. Or for the Odyssey? Yeah. Oh, you're an O plus. Oh, is O plus the most common one? I don't remember. That was the most common one. And that was basically a universal. No way. Yeah, I think I am O plus. You already saw Odyssey. I don't mind watching Odyssey again. I think it's a masterpiece. It's really cinema. Like, I think that phrase, cinema, like, oh, it's cinema. And that movie would be applicable for it. Yeah. Usually I come out of a movie thinking, oh yeah, that was a fun movie, but this one was like, wow, it's cinema.
おじせい。今日見てみようかな。ぜひ見てください。 It's kind of cinema.
Agamemnon, yeah, super cool. Yeah. The what was it? Yeah, but then the blood type thing, going back to the blood type. Mine was like the common one. Yeah, the most common, the one that could be donated to everyone except to the opposite O blood O type. Yeah. And then the opposite blood O type, which is the rarest one, I think, if I recall correctly, that can only be given to the same blood type, plus or minus whatever that is. Yeah. Raise both my hands like Martin Scorsese at the end credit. Yeah. O positive. Oh, so I am an O positive. Okay. Awesome. Okay. But yeah, it's cool. And then what else? Hey, I should wear my accessories again. Forgot to put them back on. And then I gotta, change into my work uniform, which is, you guessed it, PJs. Oh my God, it's tangled so bad. Oh God. Yeah, and then after that, I'm gonna do some skincare, put some mask on or something. I don't even know. Probably one of those like masks that you apply all over, and then I'll go and do stuff. And then I feel locked in right now, so I'm gonna use this as an opportunity to really lock in, do all my stuff, and then knock out. Maybe play some games. Hopefully play some games. I can finally have some time to play some games. Do you have the red light mask? No. I thought about it though. Oh, there we go. Did you knock out Silk Song yet? No. Oh, my personal, no, but I did make progress. Yesterday I said that I wasn't going to play, but then I did. I did until like 3 a.m. It's just so good. Kind of peak. And then I found all the fleas. So I got a reward for it. And then yeah. And then my friend was watching cuz I was streaming it, and then they were like, "Oh, screw you," cuz I kept beating them really fast. I beat what was it? What's his name? Grohl. I beat Grohl in one go. Maybe it was two actually. Two maybe, or no, it was one take. And then the Burning Man festival guy did that in two tries. And then the crazy, oh, was it Phantom? Yeah, my friend's favorite was the Phantom. Beat that in one go because I'm no, I didn't beat that. No, I beat that in three tries. Yeah. And then I'm trying to collect as many mask shards and whatever fragments as much as possible before trying to take on the other ending. Yeah. Just trying to do that. And I'm currently trying to see if I can get at least like three other mask shards so that I can get like another HP. Maybe a spool fragment, but I don't think I can get enough to get like a full charge. Yeah. Did you try the Twisted Child ending? I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Will you try beating Phantom on stream? Yeah, sure, why not? I don't know if I missed it, but oh, there was also like another boss that I didn't come across in my playthrough. Yeah. I forget which one. I thought Phantom was the only one that you can only try out in Act 2, but then there was another boss, so I was kind of confused. Like, oh, was this the boss that they were talking about? Oh, yeah. I remember. Surgeonski. Yeah. I beat that in one try because I do this strat where if a bench is too far, I just go to the main screen and then come back. And then I went to the White Ward and I didn't want to sit down because it's not really close to the station. So I just went straight for the boss and I beat it in one go because I really didn't want to go back all the way there. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of a gamer. I might 100% it. Yeah, I might, maybe. But then I also might not because the delivery thing is a real pain in the butt. So actually, I might not 100% it. Because the delivery, I hate the delivery. I'm pretty sure I get an achievement for getting all the deliveries down too. So, yeah. Maybe not. Yeah. You did it on the stream save. No, I don't think there was one where I went all the way to the putrefied ducts. Because the other ones, you have to go all the way to the putrefied ducts, and you can't even use the Bell Beast. You gotta walk all the way from Bellheart to putrefied ducts, and I don't think I have it in me to do that. Yeah, I did one of them, but I'm pretty sure I have to clear everything in order to get an achievement. Not that bad. You can try and do the pale flower strat from the first game. Yeah, the thing is, I didn't do the pale flower because it's such a pain. Yeah. Clear the path without sitting in the bench will clear the way so you can mostly walk. You think so? Oh, I don't know. You only need the unique deliveries for 100. Oh, really? So I don't have to do the other ones? And that doesn't count as achievement? If that's the case, I don't want to do that. Oh. I thought you would get an achievement only if you clear all the deliveries, but okay. Okay. That makes me a bit hopeful. Oh, nice. The Mountain Fey one. Oh. Do I have to clear the Mount Fey one? Yeah. Pretty sure I did the Pale Oil, yeah. Yeah, when I checked, I only had two deliveries. So, I don't know. There's a paint delivery quest for the Mask Maker. What am I supposed to do with that? Do I get an extra mask shard if I do it? Oh, what a pain! Oh. And then if I get hit, I have to start all over, right? Yeah, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Right now, I'm just trying to finish up everything else. Yesterday, I caught up with everything. I have everything needed so that I can move on to Act 3 now. Because I collected all the souls and the snare and everything. And now I'm just checking if there are any other quests that I need to do, but I'm pretty sure I did everything except I just gotta kill the first sinner. Yeah. You are on top of everything. I know, right? Yeah! And then I forgot where I got my twisted bud, so I gotta go find that too. You locked in. How long did it take on second save? So yesterday, after I finished my stream, I just hopped into it after a few minutes. So, yeah. First Sinner is a fun fire. Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember. The other quest that I didn't get to do on stream was you get to fight the Sentinel. Yeah, and I don't think I came across the Sentinel while I was playing it on stream. But I beat that guy. Yeah. Yeah, there's a space. It's recorded, don't worry. Yeah, that was a fun one. Yeah. This one's archived. Yeah. Yeah, you weren't paying attention when you saw her last. Yeah. She was just kind of getting in my way when I was trying to farm for more rosaries. Yeah. Recorded for now. For now. Can you do it on screen too? Yeah, I can. Sure. Yeah, but it's really cute how I got all the fleas. It's super cute. Did you beat the game on your personal file then? No! I'm not in Act 3, I'm in Act 2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, woo! Did you fight Chakra by any chance? No. I'm fighting Chakra? Well, I hope not. But yeah, it was cool. The flea games. They have games? That's cool. I didn't talk to the creepy flea guy that peeks in on you when you take a bath. And I don't know if that is necessary. Like, do I have to interact with that guy to get an achievement? I don't really know. Yeah. Getting all the fleas is a big achievement. It unlocks a bunch of stuff. It didn't really unlock anything for me. Yeah. Oh, I did get a personal bathtub, which was pretty cool. And then a megaphone. Yeah. Was kind of grinding for rosaries too. The flea games. Oh my gosh, it's like the Squid Games. Yeah. The one for your house in Bellheart? Yeah. I did buy all the furnitures. No, I didn't see the funny scene. The part where he peeks in on you. I don't like that. So I didn't do it yet. Because how could he peek in on Hornet? Come on. Hornet's so amazing. You can't do that. Yeah.
What color? I chose blue. But then it also costs more money to change the color to a different one. So I thought, you know what? Blue is fine. And Lore, she's apparently really attractive. Yeah, I'm not surprised because she has a really good design. And yeah, I agree. Like, considering how all the weavers are like, her in comparison to the others, yeah, pretty good. But then again, Grandmother Silk would be in lore very, very good, don't you think so? Yeah, wouldn't she be really attractive? But you know who I think is the cutest in the Hollow Knight series? I think it's the queen. In one, I think she was the cutest. 'Cause look at her eyes. She's so cute. Yeah, the queen of the gardens. Yeah, the pale lady. Yeah. I thought she was really cute. Yeah. 'Cause look at her eyes. She's so cute. The queen is a freak, though. That's okay. Hey, it's all forgiven because she's cute. Look at her. She's got like anime eyes. So adorable. Yeah. And she outlived everyone. Yeah, I mean, that's okay. That just makes her a survivor. She's, hold on, I'm folding my clothes. Because I changed into my work uniform. Yeah, oh, Grimm's so cute. Grimm has to be like one of my favorite characters. Like, you know, the Pale Lady was, oh, I think she's one of the cutest characters, but the best character, the music and everything, that's gotta be Nightmare Grimm. Yeah. I got a plushie of him. He's just so cute. And then I hope they get a plushie for the Bell Beast too, because I love the Bell Beast. So cute. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. Whatever you do, don't fall. Okay. You're so cute. Do you do with the plushie? I just prop him up. And that's about it. And then I think about, wow, Hollow Knight, DLC, how about a three? How about a Hollow Knight 3? How big is your plushie army? It's pretty good. It's getting there. I think it's like the only decorated part in my place right now, I'd say. You earn so much money, probably after a decade. Oh, God. That's too long. I feel like I'm not gonna be as nimble after a decade. I think they gotta do it faster than that. I'm going to play the Reanimal DLC. Oh yeah, that came out. Yeah, I gotta play that. God, I shouldn't have just been lying down. I should have been cleaning up. Yeah, because it was just updating stuff for my laptop and everything for the day when I have to go. The Power Wash 2 Star Wars DLC? I don't think that came out yet. Yeah. Okay, let's see. What the heck? I see. Oh, what the heck? I've been lied to again! Whatever. How do I do this? Oh, there we go. Put this in here. So you have a laptop. You don't need the Lenovo. I do need the Lenovo. This computer is kind of getting old. I need it. And it's so heavy. It's so heavy. You have no idea. Millennium Falcon took me 2 hours to clean. Oh, so it did come. Oh. How heavy? I don't know. It feels so heavy. It's probably like 5 kilograms or something. Okay, let's hang that. And then maybe I'll just fold my clothes for tomorrow, which are just mostly PJs. Hey, get out, get out, get. I've been looking, crony. It's nowhere to be found in your region. I know that. Actually, there was not too much in the laundry. Maybe I don't need to do the laundry right now. Yes, yes. We're actually leaving September, right? Yeah, unfortunately. Ah. Would be really nice if I could travel to, you know, a place that doesn't have too big of a time zone difference, because it's just so tiring. Like, you spend... take too long to get adjusted to the time zone and everything. Sorry, I'm just, like, cleaning up cat for right now. Excuse the noise.
We need Doraemon's anywhere door.
We do. Yeah.
Cleaning with the lint roller?
No, I'm using the gloves.
It's been working for me. I've used a lot of different types of lint rollers and lint remover tool, whatever, and I think that's the best one so far. At least one that's working for me, to my needs. So,
yeah, I just cleaned the cat tower and everything. Yes.
What kind of humming? What humming? There's no humming.
Like humming? Like when did the humming happen? Because, like, I'm cleaning right now. Otherwise, it wasn't, it shouldn't have happened.
Gotta make my place look like an Airbnb! Woohoo! I gotta make sure that it doesn't look lived in. That's right. But then again, it looks pretty lived in now. Because why? Because there are stuff in my fridge right now. Some leftover pho. And then I got two apples, two Granny Smith apples, because I've been really craving apples. Yeah. Yeah. Doctors want to know my secrets so bad. Yeah.
I've never heard of someone craving apples. You never watched Death Note? It's like iconic for apples.
I love apples, yeah. I'm glad there are so many apple lovers here.
Yuku, ishiteru kai? Shinigami wa? Ringo ga daisuki tte. Boku wa shinsekai no kami da.
God, what a good show.
There's never gonna be another one like it. Ah.
Are you gonna do a watch along? Continue the watch along? That'd be nice. It's just that there's just no time.
I just wish again that we could just do it in somewhere with little
time zone difference. Like, there's always going to be a time zone difference.
I know, but like, I wish it wasn't so big of a difference.
She misses me too? Why would she miss me? Where do we like meet up so freaking much? She should go with you to Japan. Yeah, she has a kid. Also, I think she's going to Japan sometime this year. And then she was like, oh, do you want to come along? And I was like, oh, I'd love to, but no, that's more traveling. And Japan. Like, Japan's great. It's just, oh, too much. Maybe if I go to, like, you know, like a different city, maybe. That'll be new, but like otherwise. Oh! Like the brand new everything. It's just same old. The more you do it. I'd like to go to Kyoto. Like, I hear so many stories about Kyoto, and I want to know what the culture in Kyoto is like. Really curious. And Osaka. Oh, no, I've been to Osaka before. It was a really beautiful place. Went to Nara Park, and that was really nice. Which city have you not gone to before? Everywhere. Did you feed the deer in Nara? Yeah, I did. I think I've posted a picture of a deer in my members before. God, there's just so much cat hair in the cat tower. It's insane. Just how much do you guys shed? It's crazy. And then there are so many games that I want to play. That's why if I had a really portable laptop, of which I shall not name, maybe my quality of life would improve. I won't talk about it. I'm just saying the it that shall not be named. But damn, maybe if I had the it that shall not be named, maybe it would be better. Then you can stream in Japan too. I don't think that thing can stream. I don't think it's like high spec enough for it to be able to stream, but damn, if like an ultra light thing that shall not be named can also do streaming, damn, that would be over. But you know, the specs are not that good. That's the thing with laptops. They have poor fan control and everything. So there's a limitation. There's a price you need to pay in exchange for its portability, which is the fan not being able to do too good of a ventilation. Ugh. Ugh. Nice. Okay, that's one cat tower done. All that for less than a kilogram. Oh, man. No, but they're not advertising it to be a gaming laptop. Definitely not that. How many cat towers? Oh. I have some. And they use all of it, which is good. Ugh. Ugh. And then I'll vacuum the place, and then I'll do skincare, and then I'll go work. I should have been doing this instead of lying down. I don't know what I was thinking. Should have been locking in. Oh, and then I got to talk to people today for Anime NYC, and it was so cool. Yeah, I had a good time. Yeah, and then, Rao is a bit nervous about, the panel because it was like her first time doing a karaoke panel. And so I handled all the tech stuff to make sure that the experience would go smoothly for her because, she seemed a bit, you know, distressed. And it worked out, so I'm happy about that. Yeah. Happy that I helped. Yeah, that's the thing. Thanks to my medication, I've been really on top of things. Especially like any panel stuff. I'm like making sure that the other person doesn't get too stressed out or anything. So I usually prepare the presentation slides and everything too. I know everyone's busy, so I just like to make the work a bit easier. Okay, good. Just need to vacuum. Yeah. Was a great thing. Yeah, that's why you guys should, if you guys had a feeling where you felt like you couldn't really focus, doing everything last minute and for school work and like not really panicking until like 30 minutes before a test. Not even 30 minutes before. Okay, maybe 30 minutes before. 30 minutes before a test. If you used to do things like that, maybe it's best to get checked to see if you have ADHD because wow, it's so helpful. The fact that you can, have things in your task list and then actually tackle them one by one, it's nice. But also, you feel like Cinderella at the same time because there's a time limit at one point where you're like, oh my God, headache. Ah, headache. Yeah. It gives you headaches? Well, like depends on how hard you locked in, I guess. But yeah, I guess. What counts as my glass slippers? The cool down time. Damn, I should have just left the laundry running if I was going to take this long cleaning up. Damn. Okay. I should brush AM. Eventually, I brushed PM a few days ago. Okay. Oh yeah, PM's okay with AM right now. Which is good. Things are very peaceful. Gave them some treats that day. Okay. Yep. That should be good. I vacuumed today. I mean, I vacuum almost every day. Whew. Do they like churros? Yeah, they do, but then churros are kind of expensive, so I just get like a cheaper alternative. And it's so much better. They still like it, so that's fine. It's the same thing. It does the same job. You replace a dust magnet, more like fur magnet.
Nice door. Oh, thank you. I guess these plane tickets ain't cheap. Yeah, I mean, also it's like, they still like it, and I feel like it's really similar.
Oh, and then maybe tomorrow I'll clean the washroom. I usually clean the washroom once every 2 weeks. Yeah. It's still pretty clean, but I'm just being really picky. Okay, I'm in my skincare phase now, so you can tell that I'm wrapping up this space soon. Yeah, but I have a good feeling that I might be able to finish all my deadlines by today, or at least like 99% of it. Two more hours. Yeah, whatever. Also, my battery's 5%, so there is that too. Ugh. Yeah, you're so on top of stuff. And then once I leave for September and then October and then probably November too, yeah, that's all gonna go downhill. Great. Gonna miss my setup, my awesome setup. I'll finish my homework for sure. Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm like, oh, I'm almost done. And they're like, oh, yeah, hey, here's some more. Oh, yeah, by the way, the deadline? Yeah, the deadline? Yeah, about that. Oh, and then disappear. And I'm like, oh my God, you can't do this to me. Yeah, at least December will be chill. December better be chill. Ah, very nice. Very nice. We need horror games in December. That's right. We do. By the end of next week. Next week? Wow, that's a generous deadline there, buddy. Okay. What am I missing? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll use this. This one requires the least number of steps, so I'm just going to use this. Whew. Yeah, but 2027, I think, is going to be the year because it has a lucky number 7, and I always believe that 7 will be my number. And usually, when you believe in something hard, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so I believe that next year will be my year. Maybe this year won't be my year, but like, at least personally, it'll be my year. Like, I think I'll be happier No, now I'm putting too much expectation, but I think I'll be happier next year. Yeah. And then every year it's getting better. Fuck.
Come on, man. I was just talking about how next year is gonna be my year. Come on. Gonna knock on wood. I don't even know if this is real wood. Come on. 5%. What? It's 5%. That's crazy. They're still 2028. No. Okay, yeah, 2028. Yeah, sure, that too. I think 2028 will be a good year too, because that's an infinity symbol and I'm infinite years old. I think that'll be maybe a good year. That'll be a good year for Crony. Yeah. The next year is gonna be a good year for me, like a personal, like in my, I don't know, maybe I'll lock in or something, I don't know, but like 2028, yeah, that'll be cronies, that'll be cronies here.
God, you gotta like put some meaning in freaking anything. 2030s are gonna be a downhill for sure. No, 2030 is also good because that's like a good even number. Hey, don't. Actually, you can come. I'm sorry. You can go. But I need to brush, you know. God, look at your freaking fur. It's so bad. Okay. Every year except 2026. Yeah. 2029, I have no idea. I have not even thought that far. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go now. I did all my skincare. Just gotta spritz some more mist and then have some throat candy and then I'll be ready. Okay, have a good one and I'll see you guys tomorrow. I think screen room might go up. Maybe I'll work on that first before moving on to recording. So, okay. This was too short. What do you mean? That was like an hour. Okay. I streaming tomorrow? Like a, celebration. Like woohoo! Yay! And then we'll be like yay! And that'll be good. Yeah. I mean, like yay! It's finally out. Awesome sauce. Yeah. Yeah. In the meantime, go check out the EP. I put it in my playlist if you guys are having a difficult time with the link. Yeah. Go check it out in the playlist. I updated it. Go check out Hibiscus and then I'm Human Too. Okay. With that, can I assume me?